25 years. Am I correct in saying that? They have been going every year, and it is something that we love doing. And our teens love doing, and God's worked every year. It started off with Brock and Geneva Wynn taking the teens, and that would have been back in the 80s and coming up through that time in the 90s. And then God led Ricky and Andrea Busey to the church, and Brother Ricky began working with the teenagers. And they started taking the groups up. So what a blessing that's been. And this year, evangelist Matt Galvin was the special speaker. He's an evangelist, and they said God just used him, used the messages, and so we're so thankful for that. We had over 30 teenagers that were able to go. That's not counting some from Maranatha Baptist and other churches in our area that went. So please pray for the teenagers as they give testimony tonight. Listen to them. Give them some amens, all right? And let them know you're listening. Nod your head, smile. Listen, this is not nap time, all right? And but honestly, be engaged. We're thankful that they have the courage to get up and testify. Amen? And so at this time, we're going to go ahead and open it up for testimonies. This will be the college and career group as well. And so let's go ahead. Who's going to start us off? Anybody want to start us off? Andrea? All right, Andrea's going to start us off. And again, I do thank the Lord for Ricky and Andrea going up again this year. They put it all together. They organize everything, especially Ms. Andrea. See, the paperwork and registration, there's a lot involved in that. And I thank God for her and her hard work. And also this year, Nora was able to go. And and Cody and Shaughnessy were able to go again this year. So I appreciate their hard work. But Andrea, you come and testify what the Lord's put on your heart.
We had a great time again this year at the Wilds, like we always do. The speaker was amazing. He was great. Really knew how to relate to the kids. Kept everybody's attention and kept us awake because he's very loud speaking. I can relate. And that type thing. I want to give a testimony about how God really worked this weekend with a young man that the pastor mentors at East Jackson High School. His name is Mo, and the pastor invited him back weeks ago to go to the Wilds with us, and his mother had said no. So we sent in our information, and then just Monday, his mother said, or Tuesday, his mother said that he could go. So when I called the Wilds to try to get him in, they were booked. I'm talking so slam booked, they would not take another camper. I've never known it to be that full before that I couldn't get somebody in it the week of. So we were all disappointed about that, but we all just started praying. The pastor announced it Wednesday night to pray for everybody to please pray. I called back Thursday to see if something had changed, and the Wild said, Michelle said, no, sorry, that nobody had canceled, and even if they did, Mo was not the first name on the waiting list. So he probably wasn't going to get go. So the pastor told his mother, sorry, can't go this year, but we kept praying, and God worked. A miracle, because Friday morning, the pastor called me and said somebody else wasn't going to be able to go, which we kind of hated that because we felt like he needed to go too, but God knows best. So I called the Wilds and said, this one's not coming and he's with our group. Can we get Mo in that spot? And she said, yes, because of course it's within our group. So he had first dibs. So praise the Lord. But then the pastor tried to get in touch with his mother and he couldn't. So at about 4:30 in the afternoon, we're in Commerce. On the bus in Commerce, pastor calls and says, Mo can go. I'm like, great. He can't go with us. We're going. So we call Shaughnessy and Cody, and so he rides up with them late Friday night. So then Saturday morning, I didn't know what this boy looked like because, you know, I've never seen him. So Saturday morning, he was rooming with Tyler Stringer. They were on the giant swing, and I'm taking pictures, of course. And I hear Tyler say, come on, Mo, you can do a good job. You know, whatever, about the swing on the swing. And I said, is that Mo? And he said, yes. So I started taking pictures. God worked it out. He was riding the giant swing with the speaker of all people. And so when they got off the giant swing, I walked up to the speaker and told him Mo's situation. And so he said, of course, he would start praying for salvation. By 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, Mo got saved. Hey. Isn't that wonderful? So, praise the Lord for how He worked all that out. And then on another subject, I just want to, all the kids were great this weekend. Didn't have a minutes problem out of any of them. They all did, were great. They all listened well during the messages and all that. I want to really thank Nora for going with us. Had a good time. And Chauncey and Cody for going with us and bringing up the kids later. And then the Maranatha crew being willing to pull our trailer so that we could have our luggage up there on time. And then I really want to thank all the sponsors that were willing to help pay for teams, because we had several that needed to sponsor this year. And y'all came through again, miraculously, remarkably. I mean, we just mentioned it one time, and people come up and start handing me money. It's just wonderful. Amen. I just want to thank y'all all for everything.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, we'll just have teams or college career. You just make your way up. Just come right up after the next speaker gets done. So who'll be next? That way we can keep them going.
So my name is Luke Swafford, and I'm in grade 10. And it was this morning service that really spoke to me. He spoke in Daniel 3 and about... forgot their names. But it's the three people who didn't bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's statue. And it really spoke to me about standing up for God more. And just pray for me that I'd be able to do that.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So my name's Gabe. I'm 17. I'm a senior. And I just started coming here recently, I think like August, because I've been to VBS, and I just want a church near me that had like a good youth and things. So I came here, and I've been hearing people talk about the Wilds for like a long time. And I was like, cool. So it ended up that I could go this time, because like I was one of the week of people that asked Miss Andrea and met her here and signed all the stuff. So it was good. But I think it was Saturday evening, or it might have been this morning, we were in James 5. And what really spoke to me was the prayers of a righteous man, the fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And I've always had to think, because I've been in church my whole life, and I've been saved recently over a camp in the summer. I rededicated my life. But what it just meant to be fervent, like my fervent prayers, and how often that I pray for others and encourage not myself but also others in their faith. And can I call myself a righteous man? And I feel like that this weekend with Matt, the speaker, and everything else that happened, and the people I got to talk to about faith-based things, I feel like that I'm on the path to being a good influence on others and being able to do that. So.
Amen.
So here one for the college and career. My name is Joseph Price. So first of all, thank you to you who gave sponsorships for the college age, helped us a lot and helped me a lot, so I appreciate that. And at the Wilds, I had a good time. It was my first time going, so I enjoyed it a lot. But God spoke to me during the God and I time, which is basically time with just you and God. We were doing a study in Romans, and to give a backstory of what this lesson meant to me, this semester I've been very convicted about being a light for God to my other classmates. I'm burdened for them, and I have really good friendships with them, but this semester I just haven't seemed to have been able to get over a hump of just, I don't know, shooting straight with them. Like, they know I'm a Christian, they know I'm a nice person, but I'm like, God, I don't want to just be a nice person to them. You know, I want to tell them about you. I want them to know he was a Christian and I heard the gospel. So, you know, their decisions, their choice. But I said, God, I feel like I'm not getting to that place where I'm showing you to them. And I was really burdened. You know, we're having the missions conference here and the other one at my other church, and it was just adding to that burden. And I was praying for them a lot more and praying that God, you know, you would show me, you know, what it is I need to get over to be able to do that like I need to and like I'm supposed to. And we're doing a study, first few verses of Romans 12, and it was talking about sacrificing your body, you know, give your body a living sacrifice to God. And one of the questions was, why do you think the body is what needs to be sacrificed? And in the body is where we have what the Bible calls our flesh attached to us. It's the part of us that wants our own way, that wants to have our own, well, what God showed me was was that I had a self-image that I had in front of other people, a way that I thought about them viewing me. You know, they view me as a nice person. I do good in school, whatever. I was maintaining an image of myself. And because of that, I couldn't communicate an image of God because my image was in the way. That's why it wasn't easy for me to talk about God, because that would be awkward for my self-image. And so even though there was part of me that wanted to communicate for God, because I had this self-image, that was keeping me from doing what I really wanted to do. And so as I realized that, I just said, God, I realize just knowing this isn't going to change anything, but I want you to change me in this area. And I asked God, and so I'm looking forward to how he's going to change me and how he's going to work in my classmates.
Amen. I'm Tyler Stringer, for those that don't know me. But this week at the Wilds, this morning's service, the preacher preached on standing up for God, and that really stuck to me, because at school and stuff, I mean, Christian, they don't really talk about God as an example, and as they're not really into like the Christian way and stuff, and they joke around, I wasn't standing up about with Christianity and how God, how I should have been standing up for him. And I said they would pray for me for that, and pray for Mo also, because the day after he got saved, he was asking me a lot of questions about, like, can I lose my salvation, and if I, like, can I get out of it, like, get out of my salvation. And so thankfully I was able to answer those, and I could tell that he didn't really come from a Christian home or really family. He said they went to church with his grandmother, but didn't really go to church. So pray for me that I would be able to witness to him, and that Mo would be able to come closer to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I'm Cody Davis. This was my first time going up to the College and Career Group, which I really enjoyed. This year our speaker was Marshall Fant, and I really enjoyed each of his messages and got something out of each of them. But on the first night, he was preaching out of Luke chapter 8. His first point was about how Jesus challenges the bold to be patient for his timing. And I was just sitting there like, yeah, I do need to wait on God's timing and all that. But the second point was where he really got me. He said that Jesus challenges the timid to be more public with their faith. And he used the example of the woman with the issue of blood who touched the hem of his garment and was healed. But he wouldn't just leave it at that. He was like, who touched me? And when everyone was like, what are you talking about? Everybody's touching you. It's so crowded. He wouldn't leave it alone until she publicly claimed what Jesus did for her. And it made me realize that I really need to claim all the things that God's done for me publicly. I have a tendency to be kind of timid in public, not go out and talk to new people much. So pray for me that I'll be able to witness and share my faith.
Amen.
I'm Brad, and I'm a junior, and what spoke out to me was what Luke and Tyler had already mentioned in this morning service in Daniel chapter 3. He talked about the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and a detail that really stuck out to me was the speaker said that when they were at the statue, and he commanded all the people, he's like, when music starts playing, bow down. And it said that when he stopped talking, when the person speaking stopped talking, that music played like immediately. So he said, according to the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had probably about 3 seconds to decide whether if they were going to stand up for God or be thrown in the furnace. And it really stuck out to me because they had about 3 seconds to decide, am I going to stand up for God and possibly get burned and die, or am I going to, you know, bow down, or at least fake that I'm worshiping this statue. And I mean, and this day in my life, really the worst thing I can go through in terms of persecution is getting made fun of at school. And I mean, I'm not going to see the people that make fun of me in about a year anyway, so just really really pray for me that I would just get my courage and realize that
being made fun of isn't worth not sharing God.